Hi, it's Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. Thank you for supporting all of our sponsors. Here's a quick word from one of them, and enjoy today's Armed American Radio broadcast.
You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ica.gold. That's ica.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense begins right now. How the heck are you? Alan Gottlieb, what an American hero he is, right? Boy, oh boy, I tell you what. That guy's a patriot. He's a living, breathing patriot, and I want to thank him again today for joining me yesterday for a half hour in the middle of a very busy workday for him. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon, his time, when he came to Armed American Radio's airwaves for the live broadcast, and I got to be honest with you, I was not expecting him to be able to do that because of everything that he has going on. So again, a big thank you. That's, of course, the Second Amendment Foundation victory over the city or village, if you will, of Deerfield, Illinois. On to another topic today. You can't make this stuff up, and this is what I like about doing research for the program every day. You just never know what you're going to come across, what's going to pop up. You can put some things off to talk about tomorrow, but this one, you know, I see this stuff, I laugh out loud to myself. I really do. 8 hours ago, well, it wasn't 8 hours. I guess it was 8 hours ago. Yeah, probably more than that. This popped up on Fox News. Democratic House candidate pepper sprays himself to promote gun control. You cannot make this stuff up. Not, you just can't. But I don't find fault with him. Why? Because he's a Democrat House candidate. And Democrats suffer from the progressive disease known as liberalism. So I just feel sorry for these people, for the idiotic mess that they are. But in this case, the candidates in Colorado, Levi Tilghman, I guess is his name. That's how you pronounce his name. If I'm wrong, so what? A Democratic congressional candidate in Colorado released a campaign ad featuring himself being pepper sprayed in the eyes. But why would he do that? That was his bid to encourage non-lethal self-defense tools in schools to deter gun violence. Now, I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. I got to give him some credit where it's due, though. Levi, your suggestion is a lot better than the dopey liberal that wants to throw the polished river stones, okay? At least this is a legitimate self-defense tool. Unfortunately, well, let me go on to some of this first, then I'll tell you the unfortunately for Levi part, because there is a method to my madness. What he said, and I will quote him, is, "I'm calling on Congress to stop talking past each other and try something new." So he says to empower schools and teachers with non-lethal self-defense tools like this can of pepper spray. He then goes on, he says, pepper spray doesn't cost much and it can be safely stored in a break glass in case of emergency cabinet, but it's powerful and won't accidentally kill a kid. Trust me, this stuff will stop anybody in their tracks. Well, I guess this guy's never watched an episode of Cops since the mid-1980s when it popped out on Fox, right? More times than I wish I had a dollar for every time I've seen pepper spray not stop people. I've seen people that are hell-bent on causing mass destruction, power right through it. I have taken some pepper spray to the face myself, and while it is extremely unpleasant, depending on what type of compound it is, they're all very, very unpleasant. If you had to, you could power through it. And somebody that's on some type of drug, tweaking his brains out, I don't know if this guy's been watching anything on television or seen what people are capable of when they're on these drugs today, but on these psychotic drugs, but it really doesn't make any difference. It's not feasible for school. Because when he says, I'm calling on Congress to stop talking past each other and try something new, arming our teachers is something new, sir. You know, the old adage that a good guy with a gun is the only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun plays out every single time. Even if that good guy happens to be a cop, if it makes you feel better, put teachers in uniform. Now, of course, there are teachers arming themselves all over the country right now. The mainstream media won't tell you that. Florida is in the process of it as well. Polk County, Grady Judd's sheriff department down there, you know, Grady Judd, the sheriff down in Polk County, is now arming some of the quote-unquote guardians and teaching them, and that's all good. I have no problem with that whatsoever. Now, is this a bad idea? No. And, a teacher can carry pepper spray in their pocketbook or on their person now if they want to. Why not? I don't have a problem with it, but it certainly isn't the end-all, do-all. Because, you see, here's the method to my madness. Because while the teacher is breaking the glass and reaching for the pepper spray and spraying it across the room and hitting lots of other people with that chemical mess and not just the quote-unquote bad guy, shooter, murderer, okay, the killer is continuing to fire rounds of lethal ammunition and murdering people. So while it's a feel-good deal and it's probably could be used as a lair, it certainly isn't the end-all. So do I feel sorry for the Democrat for suggesting it? No, I you expect stuff like this from Democrats. Don't get mad at them. Feel sorry for these people. They are suffering from liberalism, a progressive disease, right? But anyway, I wanted to mention that to you because you just can't make this stuff up. You truly can't make this stuff up. Maybe pepper spray and rocks. Maybe spray some pepper spray and then throw the river stones, right? You never know. Good heavens to Betsy, the Democrats just, they never cease to amaze you, do they? They just never cease. They don't cease to amaze me, that much I can tell you. See, this kind of stuff is born out of ignorance. It's born out of ignorance of the firearm, or it's just complete and total pandering by a wannabe politician. It's one of the other. It's either ignorance, remember what I tell you, ignorance when left unattended breeds stupidity, and it does. In today's day and age, with everything at your fingertips, if you choose to remain ignorant, you're just breeding your own stupidity. So it's one of the two. There's no gray area, all right? I would suggest that be a secondary weapon, certainly not a weapon against somebody who's going to walk into a school hell-bent on murdering 50 or 60 people to try to outdo the next outdo the previous killer and become the next super killer of our nation's schools. So nothing but a political stunt and a ploy. I have no problem with pepper spray. Have at it. Carry some yourself if you want to. Doesn't matter to me, but the firearm in school is something new, Mr. Tillman. The firearm in school is something new. And I can promise you, we'll never have to use any of these weapons if we let the killers know, these wannabe super killers know, that in fact, if they walk into a school, they will be met with deadly force, not pepper spray. That will not deter them. Do you know why? Because they will walk in with eye goggles on, or they will walk onto campus with a mask. So, nice try. Great political stunt. Have a great day. All right. This is something that this next subject I want to cover with you is the New York Post had it up. It's been rewritten in a number of other publications. I think another national news organization's picked it up, but I believe it was originally a New York Post piece. Gay Americans are arming themselves to stay alive. It was out a couple days ago. I didn't get a chance to get to it with Alan coming on yesterday and that news of Deerfield Village breaking. But this is, you know, you're talking about the Pulse nightclub 2-year anniversary, okay? And this piece kind of embodies what I know a lot of people who I know are thinking. There's a quote from one of the individuals, one of the subjects in the Post piece. I don't know his name, but it says, or her name, excuse me. She says, I don't want to get beaten to death, stabbed and burnt alive. A slight woman with long blonde hair and a checkered shirt said, I want a gun to feel equal. She is a member of one of the United States' fastest growing gun clubs, the jauntily named Pink Pistols. Now, the Pink Pistols have been around for a long time. I've got a number of friends who are a member of and run particular, I guess I would call them local organizations or local outlets of the Pink Pistols. A very good friend of mine out in California runs a Pink Pistols out there. And I've got another close friend down in Fort Myers, Florida, that runs a Pink Pistol, Chad. I'm going to read a email that I got from Chad just a couple of days ago. I think it's fitting, particularly with this story out in the 2-year anniversary of the Pulse nightclub murders. But this is normal to reflect back and look back at this, particularly when you're a member of that community who was so viciously attacked at the Pulse nightclub. So when you know, I want to read this email from Chad because it's very telling. We tend to I hate separating everybody into groups, but let's face facts. You've got individual state organizations. You've got large national organizations, such as the National Rifle Association, the USCCA, the Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America, etc. State organizations, as I just mentioned, GeorgiaCarry.org, Virginia Citizens Defense League, Arizona Citizens Defense League, Florida Carry, and all, you know, I'm not Buckeye Firearms and Cal Guns and everything else. I'm not intentionally trying to leave anybody out, but I could go through every state. And then you have groups that are narrower in focus, like the Pink Pistols, fighting for the rights of their community and arming themselves because they have that right and because they feel they are under threat. It's everybody's right, this human right, this natural right to self-defense that we all have. We all possess this right. And here we are 2 years later, and the Post is, you know, there were a lot of columns about it. It was June 12th, 2016, when Omar Mateen killed 49 people, injured 54 more inside the Pulse nightclub. It was a horrific crime, and I have dear friends in Florida, one in particular who is a member of that community and had been in that club previously. I'll read Chad's email when we come back right after the break on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Don't go away. We'll be right back. All right, gun owner, the clock is ticking on this one, okay? How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you, too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you and me. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you got to check them out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimbers, it could be 17 Glocks, maybe 17 New Springfields. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight. It always does. So don't put this off. Don't miss out, because you can win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com right now. Armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back inside the Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios. If you're looking for some firearms training this summer, and a lot of you are, Boondocks Firearms Training Academy, a great sponsor of Armed American Radio and the Daily Defense. Boondocks promotes attitude, ability, awareness. Courses include handgun courses, shotgun courses, carbine courses, hand-to-hand, church security, active shooter, American Red Cross taught CPR, lethal force simulators, land navigation, youth programs. You get the idea. IDPA matches, private instruction, instructor courses from both instructor NRA instructors and USCCA, the pro shop, everything. If you're in the Southeast in particular, Mississippi, boondocksfta.com. Use the AAR promo code. You're going to get 10% off of your training at the time you book the class. I will be taking some classes there. It's very difficult with our schedules, but we will be letting you know in the future, okay? All right. Welcome back inside the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. Hey, I want to go back before I go to Chad's email about the pink pistols and touch on that for just a couple of moments, a couple of years after the Pulse nightclub killing. I want to go back to the guy running for House. What's his name out there? He's the guy that wants to pay, he pepper sprays himself, right? Let me go back to him for just a second. Because I have a comment I want to make about that. There was something he said that I didn't touch on in the previous segment that I want to, and it hit me during the break. This guy was a former Department of Energy official under Barack Obama. Imagine that, right? So he has made gun control. This is a guy running on a gun control platform. He's made it a key issue of his campaign. He has doubled and tripled down on this, and his own website says that pepper spray should, quote, be made widely available as quickly as possible for teachers and school officials to combat potential school shooters. And he says, quote, the time has come to move beyond apologies and half measures and fight for real solutions to gun violence in our community. Help us win this fight. So according to this progressive Democrat, pepper spray is not a half measure. It's a response, a legitimate equal response to deadly force. Because remember, we're talking about somebody walking in a school hell-bent on murdering as many people as they can with their firearms, regardless of how they obtain them. Pepper spray, sir, is the half measure. We don't move beyond stopping deadly force by using non-lethal force. And the response that I would give to him in that case is, now our cops carry it too. But when it comes to using a firearm, they don't pull out pepper spray, they pull out a firearm. Because sometimes, sadly, reality requires us to use deadly force. There are bad people on this planet, not just in America, but everywhere, who will kill you for the sneakers you're wearing or the shoelaces in them. So the whole pie in the sky thing, I had overlooked that, and I didn't want to overlook that. I think it was very important that his own quote, the time has come to move beyond apologies and half measures. So I'm assuming he thinks then that what's a firearm? That's the great equalizer. I'm just going to have to assume, based on what I've read, that he feels that non-lethal force is a full measure, not a half measure, when confronting someone using lethal force. You get the idea. Okay, so I'll stop there. I could go on about that for the rest of the hour, but I won't. I digress. I will go back to the email now from Chad. I don't want to read this to you here. He's titled his email. This is about the Pink Pistols, the Pulse nightclub, 2-year anniversary 2 days ago. On the second anniversary of Pulse, good news and depressing news. He says, hey, Mark, so one of the lesbian couples who have been attending the Pink Pistols meetings for several months bought her first gun today. She and her partner of 30 years purchased a Glock 43 at tonight's Pink Pistols shoot at Shoot Straight in Fort Myers. Good shout out for Shoot Straight in Fort Myers. My friend Max, who is a straight college Republican, at his invitation, I spoke at their Second Amendment week on a panel representing the Pink Pistols. Tonight at the local gay bar, I was attacked by black Democrats who frankly don't know their own history. I was called a racist, yet I am fighting for all races' natural rights. When I educated them on the racist roots of gun control, they told me go fornicate myself and walked away. Typical when a liberal loses an argument when confronted with facts. I am not deterred. I am continuing my fight. I joined Florida Carry, and we are under vicious attack, just like I was at Congressman Francis Rooney's town hall here a few months ago. I just registered for the Gun Rights Policy Conference and am looking forward to speaking for a few minutes because the gay community needs educated. Allies and Florida have to overcome these orange-clad women who attend every council meeting or state legislative session. I love pointing out that Bloomberg's money funds all of their activities. They hate that. As you often say, freedom will always prevail. I believe that at my core, and I look forward to seeing you in Chicago, Chad. Now, Chad is a good friend of mine. I'm proud to call him a good friend of mine. I've known him a long time. I recently saw Chad last at the Gun Rights Policy Conference when it was held in Tampa a couple of years ago. And obviously, you know, he lives in Central Florida. He started the Pink Pistols chapter down there in Southwest Florida, in Fort Myers. I'm awful proud of him for doing it because he's out there and he's making his voice and his community's voice heard. And that's what we need more of. So it's great to see when I see A.W.R. Hawkins writing about it in his headline. I talked about the New York Post before. That was the first one I saw. But I saw A.W.R. gay community arming up 2 years after Orlando Pulse. Well, yeah. Because that was a direct attack on their community because of who they are. That was the ultimate hate crime. Remember, June 12th, of course, I mentioned it in the first segment, just a quick reminder, but June 12th, 2016, is when Omar Mateen walked into the Pulse nightclub and slaughtered 49 people, wounded another 50-plus people. The spokesperson for the Pink Pistols told Breitbart, told AWR, and I'll quote, "Let us not reach for the low-hanging fruit of blaming the killer's guns." Parkland kids might want to pay attention to this, huh? Continuing. "Let us not reach for the low-hanging fruit of blaming the killer's guns. Let us stay focused on the fact that someone hated gay people so much they were ready to kill or injure so many. A human being did this. The human being's tools are unimportant when compared to the bleakness of that person's soul." That's a brilliant comment, because what that says in a nutshell is that Gwendolyn understands, and what she's trying to convey to you is that evil exists. And as I've often talked about with you over many years on this program and in many of my writings, that before you can even begin to think about taking your own personal self-defense seriously, you must understand exactly what it is Gwendolyn just said. And that is, in a nutshell, that evil exists. There are evil human souls among us, and we have to understand that they are there, they want to hurt us, they hate us. Maybe it's because they're gay. Maybe it's because they're Catholic or Christian. There are a lot of attacks against Christians coming from the Democrat Party members in this country now. Maybe it's because of who we represent on a congressional baseball team, right? Maybe it's the progressive leftist that hates the Republican. And yeah, maybe it's the Republican that hates the Democrat. Although we tend to see it the other way around far more frequently, don't we? Yeah, it's funny how that works. We all have a right to defend ourselves. Gwendolyn's statement was brilliant. Chad, I thank you very much for the email. I will be back right after this. Don't go away here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAonair.com. USCCAonair.com. Go there. That's USCCAonair.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Make sure to head over to ArmedAndResponsible.com right away. Welcome back to the studios. The 17 chances to win the gun. Oh, man, this is a big deal, and I've gotten a number of emails from a lot of people who win these things. It could be you. 17 chances. The USCCA wants to give as many guns out to as many law-abiding, responsible people as they can, and they're doing just that over at armedandresponsible.com right now. Simply head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. It's free. Jump all over it, and you could win one of 17 guns. Get up to 17 chances. Could be Kimber, could be Glock, could be Springfield, could be Smith & Wesson. It could be an AR-15. It's not just handguns. It could be one of a number of firearms over at armedandresponsible.com. So make sure to get over there. It's 100% free. Sign up. Please don't miss the opportunity. I wish I could jump in, but I'm not allowed to. If I tried, they'd yell at me. Also, Warfighter Tobacco, the vets. You gotta absolutely love the veterans that support Armed American Radio and support us by providing us a promo code when we purchase one of their products. We get a discount using the promo code, and it helps us grow the program, and it helps them. It's a win-win for everybody. WarfighterTobacco.com, promo code AAR, take 10% off over there every single day on everything except the sample packs because they're already so far down discounted. But everything else, cigars, coffee, accessories, everything. We love them. They love us. That's the way it's supposed to work. Okay, here we go. You know, first off, I want to, again, just kind of close out the segment on the Pink Pistols real quick. I want to thank Chad Hendricks for being the activist that he is and really stepping up at a time that it's absolutely needed when these attacks against not just individual communities, but all gun owners. And this is a time when all gun owners, regardless of their community, need to stand together. It's the, these attacks have never been coming at us this fast. It is near impossible to keep up with anymore. But they can be defeated, as we've seen time after time. All right, where do you want to go next? I have an idea. How about this? How would you like to be, and I'm not going to say alleged robber. I'm going to say, how would you like to be a robber attempting to carjack two vehicles and facing a gun both times? Again, you can't make this stuff up. This happens in America every single day, and it rarely, if ever, gets any airplay on any of the networks. Liars, buffoons, fake news, agenda-pushing, Democrat propaganda, progressive machine, proof positive, because they don't cover stories like this on the national level. These stories should be leading the national news on the networks, and they don't. And it just proves what I just told you and what you all know about the national news media. I've been preaching it for years and years, a very dangerous entity. Back to that in a second, because I want to talk about Trump's quote about the media, but I'll get there in a second. First, alleged robber tried to carjack two vehicles, faces gun both times. I'm going to be talking with AWR Hawkins about this on Sunday's Monster broadcast, but this occurred in Jacksonville, Florida. Talk about a happy ending story. This guy, you got a photo of the guy up on the site. He's 36-year-old Christopher Raymond Hill. He attempted to carjack two vehicles separately and was stopped both times when the drivers of both vehicles pulled a gun. Now, keep in mind, this is a gunshine state. This is Florida. You got to love this. He was carrying a knife. He had apparently robbed a Walmart liquor store and ran into the parking lot only to see that the vehicle that took him there wouldn't start. I'm going to guess he stole a jalopy, right? But so I visualize this. Let's go theater of the mind here together, okay? Picture a guy robbing a Walmart liquor store. In Florida, there are little separate things off to the side of the Walmart. It's like you got, like you'll have a Walgreens, and next door to the Walgreens, at in a strip center, you'll have the Walgreens liquor store. Same type of thing. Get that visual. Strip mall, Walmart, next to it, Walmart liquor store, okay? So the guy pulls up. He rolls up with a knife. I'm going to rob this Walmart liquor store. I'm going to do my good deed for the day because I'm Christopher Raymond Hill, man, and I got a knife. He rolls up in a car that who knows how many times he had to turn the key to even get the thing to start before he rolled up at the Walmart, right? But he rolls up in, I guess, a jalopy because most cars start, all right? So the guy runs in with a knife, and the Walmart, he's lucky, the Walmart liquor store employee, I guess, gives him what he wants. He robs a liquor store. He runs back outside. His car won't start. So what does he do? At knife point, he jumps out and he tries to carjack a guy named Scott Reardon. And he didn't just jump out and say, give it up, man, and hold, I have a knife. He was slashing at the car owner, this guy, Scott Reardon, with the blade. He was slashing. You got the visual. Picture this going on in a parking lot when you're walking into Walmart to get whatever it is you're getting. Reardon responded by pulling a firearm, a lawfully concealed carry firearm. And he didn't shoot. The mere sight of the firearm caused this 36-year-old Christopher Hill scumbag to flee over towards the directions of a Starbucks. And what did he do when he got over to the Starbucks? Are you following me here? Are you visualizing this in the parking lot of a Walmart? Imagine you got your kids with you and you're walking through the parking lot and this is going on in broad daylight. So he gets a gun pulled on him and he runs towards a Starbucks. What does he do? He jumps into the passenger seat of a car driven by some woman. The cops claim that she jumped out of her car, retrieved her firearm from the trunk, and pointed it at Hill, who then took off and fled into a Supercuts to hide in the bathroom. I guess at that point, he was thinking, I'm just going to hide in here and everything will go away. Right? Remember when you were a little kid or when you had little kids? Let me put it that way. Maybe you remember when you were a little kid. I was too little to remember doing this, but my mom said I did it. We've all seen little kids. If you've got kids, you know what I'm talking about here. Remember when the little kid covers their eyes with their hands and thinks they disappeared because their eyes are closed? Remember that? I guess that's what this guy did. He was like, man, oh man, you believe this? I can't say it the way I want to say it. I'll get kicked off the air, but you can probably imagine where I'd like to go with this, right? So he flees into the Supercuts. He hides out in the bathroom just thinking it's going to go away. Let me just sit in here, close the door, put my hands over my eyes, and wish it all into the cornfield. No, it didn't work out that way. Christopher Hill was arrested. You can see his mugshot at Breitbart News. But Reardon, according to AWR, spoke about how happy he was to be armed when he was confronted by the carjacker. And I quote the guy who pulled the gun on the carjacker who was armed with a knife after robbing the liquor store, victim number one. These guys can talk about banning assault rifles and banning guns, but when it comes and happens to them, they're going to wish they had one. That's Scott Reardon. There's truth in them mere words. There's truth. I am 10 bears. That's a Josie Wales clip quote. You'd have to know the movie. But Scott Reardon was 100% right. Now, it's interesting because I want to go back to the woman. See, the way this thing unfolds, right? The robber drives up in a jalopy, runs in, robs a liquor store, the Walmart liquor store, comes back out into the parking lot. His car won't start. He's like panicking. Oh, my gosh. Now he pulls his wife out and he waves it at a guy who pulls a gun on him and points it at him. He's lucky he didn't get shot in the chest. Because guess what? Had Scott Reardon squeezed the trigger off and blew a hole in his chest, he'd have been 100% justified in doing that when he was being attacked during an attempted carjacking with a guy waving a knife. He could have killed the guy, and he didn't. The object is to stop the threat against us. Now, I would argue in a situation like that, he probably should have, frankly. Why? Because the woman, the subsequent victim, is lucky to be alive. Had that unfolded just a little bit differently, we would have been reading about her murder. That could have been bad. However, in the scheme of things, it all worked out. And everybody's alive. So you can look at that any way you want. Me, I choose to think that, boy, you know, I would have hated to know that second victim was my wife, whether she was harmed or not, the fact that she had to go through that. So when we come back, we'll break it down one more time. The whole thing is, this is the Second Amendment in action. Don't you ever forget it. This is why you have a right to bear arms. Call ABC and ask them why they're not talking about it. Back right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Segment four is upon us. It's hard to believe. I know it's the fastest hour in radio. So let's move fairly quickly. The USCCA On Air page, or USCCAOnAAR.com, or USCCAOnAIR.com, is the Gun A Day giveaway. It's going on through the rest of this month. I just popped it up right here, and I wanted to get it to you right away. Two Springfield Armory Saint AR-15 platforms are being given away today. Oh, my gosh. You've got about 9 hours and 23 minutes left to go for this thing. Two chances to win. They're valued at $899 a piece. It's really simple, and it's free. USCCA On Air, or USCCAOnAAR.com. Okay. So we checked in today on a number of different stories that are out there. Some I wanted to bring to your attention a couple days ago, or actually yesterday, but Alan superseded that. We preempted for Alan Gottlieb, just an amazing, amazing story out of Deerfield, Illinois. That was such a great victory for us, and we look forward to following that story if the village is stupid enough to appeal, which they will be, I can tell you that right now. But feel comfortable about that victory. That's not only going to stop a lot of what's going on in Illinois there in Deerfield, but also any potential opportunity for some other dopey citizens, village leaders who might try to do the same thing in your neck of the woods, okay? We then talked a little bit about the pink pistols, right? Spoke a little bit about the pink pistols. That's always, I love to see groups like this get airplay, national attention when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms. I think it's fantastic. And what does it do? It sheds all of us in a good light because we all share the same human right to defend ourselves, hence the Second Amendment. So great coverage, great story there. Appreciate the media attention that it got in the New York Post, AWR covering it. I think Fox News covered it and a number of others. And to the letter writer, Chad Hendricks, for being active down in Florida and starting that chapter of the Pink Pistols. If you want to reach out to me and find out how to get a hold of Chad, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'll be more than happy to put you in touch with him, okay? Of course, we opened up the show today with the dopey Democrat down there, you know, spraying pepper spray in his face and making a spectacle of himself on his TV commercial. All you got to do is watch it. You can Google it up. I think AWR Hawkins will drive you over to Breitbart, our political analyst on the Weekend Monster Show. He's got it up and he's got the video up on his page. So you go ahead and head over there and watch this guy make a complete, let's just say, fool of himself on his commercial, which is now getting national attention. Not to mention the fact that it's a dopey response to lethal force. When you've got somebody walking into a school hell-bent on killing our children, you do not respond with anything but lethal force, not less than lethal force. Sorry, guys. Nice political stunt, but throwing chairs and little river rocks and trying to spray at somebody isn't going to stop the killer from killing anyone. Get real and arm our schools and let's stop this madness before the next school season begins. It's not that difficult, all right? It's not that difficult. Good heavens. Of course, we wrapped up the third segment with the, I asked you to play some Theater of the Mind with me with the carjacker, who started out as a Walmart liquor store robber that then attempted to carjack somebody because his little piece of crap wouldn't start. So he attempted to carjack somebody with his little knife and he got a gun pulled on him and then ran and attacked somebody else who also pulled a gun on him before he just gave up and fled into a Supercuts or whatever it was, haircut place to just to hide and just hope it all went away. And it didn't, and he's arrested. Unbelievable story. There is an interesting question there, though, and I do want to pose this to some people. I will do it off air, and I'll see if it's worthy of a topic. We might want to talk about it, because the first guy that pulled a gun was clearly justified. He didn't have to pull it and say, back off. He could have pulled it and squeezed the trigger instantly. He could have done that under Florida law. Somebody attacking him with a knife and during an attempted carjacking, I can promise you that 100%. He could have pulled that gun, and he could have fired. Had he done that, it would have likely stopped the secondary attack on the young woman and him jumping into that vehicle. Now, hindsight's 20/20. We know now from looking back that she was okay. But boy, that could have turned out a whole lot differently. So that poses a great philosophical question, doesn't it? Should he have fired immediately under those conditions? A weapon in hand. Remember, I pulled a gun on two individuals who were coming at my vehicle in Florida in traffic early one morning in November of 2002. I did not pull the trigger because I did not see a weapon. My gun stopped the movement towards me instantly. But this individual had a weapon. So that's a fascinating conversation, one that is 100% legitimate to ask. I would have had absolutely zero problem with him putting him down immediately and stopping that other woman from going through the trauma that she endured, whether she was harmed or not. Physically, there's the mental aspect that will play over and over and over again in her head. So we can ask those questions, and those are legitimate questions. I want to run over to a piece on Fox by Carl Rove that was out just, five, 6 hours ago. My mom's suicide was preventable. Now, I did not know that Carl Rove's mother committed suicide. What does Carl Rove's mother's suicide have to do with guns? Oh, it has everything to do with guns. Because I gave you numbers earlier in the week from PERF, you know, the police out there. You got the big city police chiefs, the liberal police chiefs out there working with the gun control groups and spouting out their numbers from Bloomberg's affiliation. But at least I got to give them credit where it's due. At least they broke down 33,000 gun deaths and broke it down into 22,000 of them being suicides. At least they told us that 60% that we're constantly forced to remind people are suicides because the mainstream media doesn't, because they simply vomit the left propaganda. At least they did that. And we've had two high-profile suicides in the last couple of weeks. Of course, Kate Spade, the designer, hung herself. Followed just a few days later by celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain, hung himself. Karl Rove's column, "My Mom's Suicide Was Preventable." And I got to tell you, when I saw the headline, I went, oh, great, here we go. Karl Rove is going to say, had she not had easy access to a gun, we could have prevented her suicide. That's not what he said. That's not what he said. That's why you can't headline surf. Yeah, I'm cynical in a lot of these cases. I am when I see a headline like that. You're absolutely correct. I have to be. Karl Rove's mother drove out into the desert, attached a hose to a tailpipe, ran it into the car, and killed herself that way. No gun involved. Interesting for a lot of reasons. I've told you for years that if someone is hell-bent on killing themselves, a firearm isn't necessary. If someone wants to die and has made that decision, not having a gun available isn't going to keep them from taking their own life. They've already made the call. If there's a gun there, they'll use it. If not, they will drive out into the desert and suck on a tailpipe. Or they will hang themselves from a bathrobe in a closet door. I don't even know how you do that. I don't know how a 6'3" guy hangs himself from a... I don't know how that works. But apparently it does. And the point that I'm making is, a gun doesn't have to be there. Once an individual has stooped to the point in their life that their life is no longer worth living, then it's written. They've made the decision. Hopefully, there are people who can see, but as Karl Rove said, nobody saw it coming. In either Kate Spade's case, Bourdain's case, or his mother's case. But the left will always make it about the gun. They will always make it about the gun. Because that's what disingenuous, intellectually dishonest people do. They take tragedy like that, and that is bona fide real human tragedy. And they politicize it, and they use it to drive their agenda. Frankly, I'm surprised we haven't seen more about it. Now, well, I'll tell you why. I'm not. The reason we haven't seen anything about it from the loudmouth lunatic left gun grabber is because they didn't use guns. So there's your answer there. Until we meet again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. It's easy, isn't it, sometimes to analyze this stuff? It's simple. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.